Hello.
Hi, my name is Shane. I'm calling you from Family First Home Care.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, good.
Hey.
So, are you available to talk now?
I got a couple minutes.
So, you want me to call you back, and or you want to call?
No, it's fine. So you kept asking me about switching services, like as an employee, but I was looking for services for my mother in Quakertown. As a home health aide, I need a home health aide. She has
Right,
68
I
hours
think you
through the
originally
state.
reached out. She has 70 hours,
Yes.
and she's in Bucks County, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Does she currently have caregivers covering the 70 hours?
Barely, but yes. That's the problem, is the
Oh, so
company
you're
is.
looking to cover, like, she needs more caregivers.
Yes.
There is no family member that she has or anyone to sign up. You want our help to staff the
Yes.
space, the hours.
Yep.
Oh, okay. So yeah, so I could take her information, and then we'll be able to. I'll send our staffing team, and they'll be able to help. I'll just need the her schedule, what hours we're looking for, and what her requirements are, and we'll be working on it.
All right.
So, and if it's what insurance does she have?
She's got the community waiver program through Medicaid.
Do you know which insurance this? Okay,
It's
yeah,
Keystone.
Keystone First. Okay, and if you don't mind, we could do a conference call to the care manager, Keystone, have her send authorization. So as soon as we have start the case, so we can the caregivers can start.
Keystone needs to know what hours can be covered by who before they can transfer services.
So you're saying that first we need to see, like, actually have the caregivers, and then we'll call together.
Yes.
Okay, well, that should be
Yep.
fine. Okay,
All right.
so let me first check her. Let me take her basic information. I'll send it into our intake team, and I'll give you the number of our intake team, and they will follow up with you. They'll be working on it.
All right.
So do you have her Medicaid ID? If you don't have her Medicaid ID, then that's fine. I could check with her social and date of birth. Do you have that information?
Yes, it's. Hold on a second.
No problem.
177. Hold on, 4-4-2-1-0-9.
Okay.
Your birth is 10-11-52.
52. Let me take a look. Okay, so her name is Donna Gallagher,
Yep.
and yeah, so she has Keystone First, Community Health Choices, and 70 hours. So, do you want to transfer any of the caregivers sign up with our company, the caregivers she has now, or just cover all the 70 hours?
Oh,
Does she
she, I,
have?
right now she has a caregiver 4 days, but that woman is every week she can't work one of the 4 days. So I don't know. The company I'm with now is just awful. I have to keep leaving my full-time job to go home because they don't have anyone to send there, which is crazy to me. I'm literally about to lose my job. I have another company working on it as well because at this point it's whoever can do it faster because I can't. I'm gonna lose my house. Like this is, I'm in desperate need right now of somebody to pick up these hours and for them to be fully covered, no questions asked. You know what I mean? Like,
Okay.
I don't know if
So
I'm
you
in a
don't
weird
have it. You
area,
talk with
and
those.
that's
So we'll
why
talk
they
with
don't
those.
have access to people to come to the house. I have no idea. I don't know what the problem is, but it's a constant issue. So she has 68 hours. I know I said 70, but the total amount is 68. It's 7 days a week, 9 to 6. So, yes,
Every
right now
day,
I
you
would
said.
like to get someone in there for the days that the other woman's not covering, just to get someone in there. to cover those duties, but ultimately I need to fire the company as a whole. So the all 68 be transferred over, whatever's going to happen faster.
So we will be looking for someone to cover the 9-to-6 shift every day?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so that would be...
But at the bare minimum, the 3 days that the woman's not doing now. I just don't know. She told me they were certain days, but then someone else is coming on one of those 4 days that she said she was working, which I believe is Tuesday. So it's like I have a certain number of days that at the minimum I need covered if somebody can't do the full 68. I just need someone in there, whether that's the split time right now or if, great, you have somebody to cover all 68, great, but, I mean, it's been really hard. You're not the first company I called, you know. I'm having a really hard time switching over in that area.
So let me get again the schedule. So she needs daily 9-to-6,
yep.
And does she prefer a female, male? Is it a difference?
She prefer a female, but if a female does the majority, she can deal with a male a couple, few times a week.
Okay. What about any pets in the house smoking?
There's one dog in the house.
One dog.
She does smoke, but not in the house.
Sorry, it's a little bit breaking up. So you said that there's one dog, and she is smoking.
She does smoke, but not in the house.
Okay. Okay. And does she use like a wheelchair cane,
yes,
or walker?
She's in an electric wheelchair. She has right side paralysis.
Right side paralysis.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's got severe expressive aphasia, which means she doesn't communicate all that well. She does. She finds ways, you know, like the more they're there, the better she can communicate with them, but she doesn't have use of her words a lot. She points. So she has trouble communicating. I guess is the best way to write it in your system.
Okay. Okay. And basically she needs help getting around the house, cooking, cleaning.
Yes. Yeah. What? Cooking. Very great if somebody could be there. I've only had one aide that's done it so far, but that's because the rest of them just keep rotating through there. It's always somebody new.
And so I got your number, 215-527-6683. Does she have a number or?
No, she doesn't communicate.
Have...
So she's that number is the only number on file for her.
Mm-hmm. So there is no other number I can add, another family member, anyone else I can add to have, because we like to have more than one contact.
You could probably ask sister. She's not local, but she knows.
Okay, that should be fine. Just a second number.
978-257-2325.
Thank you. And what's your name?
My name's Michelle, and her name's Megan.
Michelle, okay. And so she's with Keystone First. Now, can I get her address?
2385 Allentown Road.
You said Allentown?
Yeah.
Okay,
and that's in Quakertown.
What is it code?
18951.
951, thank you. Any minors present in her home?
Yes, 11-year-old daughter, but she'll be going back to school soon.
Okay. Okay, I think this is it. We need for now. Let me give you our intake number so you can reach us just in case you have any questions. You go directly to our intake team. I'm sending it over to them. They will be reaching out to you. Um, I'll give you a number so you can reach out just in case you have any questions. You ready for the number?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 267-551-7429.
All right.
Okay, and we'll have an intake coordinator reach out to you, hopefully probably today.
Okie doke.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll be in touch. Have a great day.